Cody, you don't see yourself on stage with the great OG Macko?
No, I see myself slapping the fuck out of him for furthering putting down the African American race.
Come on now.
Exactly what they don't need.
Come on now, Cody. This is putting down African American race. Come on.
Oh yeah, fuck them time free. Yeah, that's just progression right there. Total progression.
Didn't this sound like progression, Cody? Come on. This is the real shit, Cody. This is real shit. This is that hip hop shit, bro.
That's about as progressive
as all things. Fuck 'em. Yeah. Fuck 'em. Yeah. That's real hip hop right there for your ass, man.
Why do you do this to me?
That is the realest shit I've heard in the past month, dude. Seriously, I love it. I love fuck 'em. Yeah. You get it, Cody? You get it? It's fuck 'em times three is the name of the song, so he says fuck 'em three times. You get it though?
Oh, that's what it stood for.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't realize.
That's why he's repeating it. That's why he's repeating it three times. I don't know if you caught that, but...
Okay, you see. Thank you, man. So now I have further knowledge, so when next time this happens, I can know for sure what that means.
OG
okay.
Macko, lyricist, writer.
It's just so complex nowadays, man. I'm sorry. I just can't, you know...
It is complex. It's the single greatest thing ever out there, people. And people was wondering, like, what are y'all talking about? Because this is... Cody, I don't know if you know, but this is the first show of Black History Month.
It is Black History Month, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And what better way to open up a Movie Spoilers episode than with the greatest rapper to ever live today, OG Macko?
Jesus Christ. I don't know what's worse. I remember we did that little Darkness History Month last year. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. I love that month. That month is awesome.
I fucking hated it.
you loved it.
No, did not.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know what's worse. I think OG Macko encompasses everything that made that month so fucking horrible.
I was just saying, would you rather redo that month over or listen to an OG Macko song?
Honestly, I really don't know. I'm not even bullshitting. I really don't know.
That song I just played is 5 minutes long.
Way too fucking long for a song that talks about fucking nothing.
Literally, fuck 'em.
Yeah, that's all you're talking about.
You know what? It would be fitting to bring back Darkness History Month. Well, obviously it's back this month or whatever. To bring back another hip-hop show for that month. And to bring up could you imagine how we went from last year... We brought up such greats as, you know, Vanilla Ice and Marky Mark, you know, and the Laffy Taffy song, D4L and all and whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. To now, a year later, OG Macko.
Progression.
That's right. So people, I want you, you know what, we should do that actually. You know what, I should probably come back in the darkness for that month and we should do that music show. So every year, February rolls around, you can see how black people in hip hop have progressed.
Oh God, that's just gonna put me in further depression.
I think that this has to happen now just because I have found a lot of hip-hop artists that came out over the years since we've done that show. that have some of the most bullshit songs you've ever fucking heard in your life. And people are wondering, like,
that doesn't surprise me.
And people are wondering, like, how did you find him, whatever. I don't know if you know, but I'm married to a ghetto ass Mexican in there, so there you go.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but the times I came by his place, I heard some of the music choices, and I was like, oh, okay, that's how she gets down.
Right. You see why I ran into our, my office real quick, whatever, and closed that door when we got here.
Right.
You should have heard it.
Like, I'm not one to judge, but I hate to judge, but I'm like, oh, shit, well.
Well, you don't like to judge. I do. Fuck it. Her music choice sucks. Gosh. You should have heard the shit last night.
Playing last night.
I don't even fucking know, but it was some of the worst. I was playing Assassin's Creed Rogue, catching up on that, and downstairs in the living room, and the shit that I heard, man, I was just like, I even had to turn the volume down just so I can listen to some of the shit. I was just like, yep, she is full on first playing that shit right now. Yep. Okay. Alright. So you know what I did? Her headphones were sitting right next to her remote control. I threw them upstairs and said, plug them shits into your ears.
Yep, that sounds like the logical thing to do.
Yes. These are the reason why headphones were invented.
Oh, thank you.
This is the reason why chirp didn't last that long.
Oh, god damn, why'd you remind me of that shit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, black people, another thing for darkness in my
That was the absolute worst shit during high school, I guess. Last year in middle school.
Yeah.
Those fucking chirp phones.
Oh, I fucking hated them phones. I had a regular fucking phone I didn't have, and people would be questioning me why I didn't have chirp phones. I was just like, because I don't want nobody listening to my fucking conversation. That's why.
Yeah, you have your conversation on display for everybody around you. And not to mention before that, you had that annoying fucking chirp.
Oh, Jesus.
God, why?
You know, the thing I found about black people over the generations and decades about black people, what I found out is that they lack subtlety. And that phone was no subtlety at all. I'm sorry, MLK. But your niggas ain't progressed. So... Oh, okay. Well, you denounced your blackness not too long ago when you first heard OG Macko, so. I never heard you come back, so.
No. Nah. No, especially after that shit I just sent you today. I was like, nope, nah.
Oh, but people, welcome, like I said, to the first episode of Black History Month with Movie Spoils, episode 148. I am your spoiling host, the phenomenal one. Yes.
I am a kind of sad Cody because the shit I just heard, what we were just talking about, God, fuck, man. Fuck.
This Black History Month actually could be your worst than compared to last year.
Yeah, I think it might be. You know what? You're probably not far off. Very well might be.
Especially if you guys do that hip hop show again. Because, people, if you don't remember, last year we lost that show.
Oh, that's right, I remember. Okay.
Cause a fucking CJ didn't fucking press record. You remember that, Cody?
I remember.
Easily, all of that suffering we went through for that hour, this nigga didn't hit record.
I remember that being a funny-ass show, too.
That was actually, without a doubt, that was one of the best shows. And it's funny we always say that, because it's always a show we never get. It's always one we always lose, whatever. But that one, easily, was one of the best shows, I have to say, out of all the darkness shows ever done. That was easily one of the best shows ever. Like, from the intro of how it opened up to the ending of how it ended or whatever, everything about that show was perfect, whatever. And then to find out, once we got done, CJ saying, oh, I didn't even record. I didn't press record. I looked at him and was like, you motherfucker. And we did do one, because I remember we did do a meal, but it was kind of half-assed or whatever and just kind of rushed through it, but because we only listened to a few. But in that opening, that first one we did, we listened to a shitload of music, man, that I was just like, oh, don't forget P. Diddy.
Yeah.
We was constantly listening to that special delivery.
Hey, take that.
Oh, yeah. Remember, he was a rock icon, too. He did Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Come with me. Da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. night.
Okay, you can stop now. Damn, as soon as you sung that shit, I was like, I remember that shit right away. And I was like, oh, God. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. I remember he did a rock album after that, too, or whatever and shit.
Oh, God, he did a rock album?
Yeah, too? I remember some chick at school. Some chick at school was telling me about it, whatever. She was like, yeah, he has a whole rock album and stuff like that. I was just like... Jesus. And it came out around the time when Jay-Z hooked up with Linkin Park.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I still haven't heard it yet. The chick was telling me about it. I'd never... I damn sure don't want to listen to No. I'm cool about it. But I got a buddy that heard it and said that... He said it's laughable, man. It's the most hilarious shit you'll ever fucking hear in your life, whatever.
Well, yeah, how can it not be laughable? We got P. Diddy doing fucking rock.
I was about to say, you just got P. Diddy in general.
That's very true.
When has that nigga ever made a song that had meaning into it? Come on now.
I don't know. I would say that song right after Notorious B.I.G. died, but I was like, yeah, you know what? Not really.
Oh, even got the great Skylar singing, I'm coming home.
Yeah. Then you hear the one where it's just her acapella, and you're like, yeah, fuck that other song.
Yeah, man, that acapella of her, because I had that album with her whole acapella where she did like on Lupe's song or whatever and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
then yeah.
She's fucking fantastic. And then I was just like, you know what? She's making me want to hear the original song with P. Diddy. And I listened to that original, and I was like, Jesus Christ. I said, I hope he paid you well.
Seriously.
I hope he paid you, because... That song done have shit to do with her lyrics that she had written for that song. Oh, Jesus Christ, people. But, people, we got an action-packed show today.
Action-packed.
Normally, this would be the time I'd be telling you to head over to podcastawards.com. But by the time you hear this, that polling would already be done, Cody.
Oh, it's gone already?
It is gone, sir.
Oh, no.
So now we just have to wait and see.
That's all we can do. Just wait
and see. That's all we gotta do now. Just wait and see what happens, people. But if we rather we get nominated or not, people, I want to send a special thank you to everyone out there for.
I'm sorry to cut you off, man. I'm looking at this fucking poll right now. How the fuck did streaming?
You broke up. What'd you say? I heard something. I was like, what?
I'm sorry. I was looking at this poll right now. And I'm saying, how the fuck did streaming win? I'm sorry, that just caught my eye.
No,
what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
See, before we recorded, I thought you looked at it because I was like, I didn't know the. Because I told you, I was like, I didn't know the poll ended or whatever, and I looked at it, whatever, and I was just like, oh, what you got?
Oh, God.
Oh,
my God. I thought we had better fans than that. Man, you truly are some bastards.
Yeah, you might want to take a sip of that drink, man.
I'm gonna down this whole fucking class right now.
I see. I thought you looked at it when I looked at it. So I was like,
I'm on this website right now, and I was looking at the questions, and my eyes just glanced to the right. I saw the poll.
Oh, you glanced to the right. Yeah. That's the same thing that happened to me. I was just like scrolling down, so I was pulling up the questions and shit. I was just like looking. I was like, oh, that poll ended. And I looked at the result because I thought it was a Throwback Tuesday poll in front. And I was like, wait a minute, why is there so many or whatever? And then I looked and I was like, oh, wait, that's the Fantastic Four one. And I looked and was like, oh, gosh.
God damn it, people.
And see, that's not even what I'm mad about on that poll. But we'll get into that, though, a little bit, though.
Okay, yeah, okay, okay. All right, sounds good.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Don't worry.
You got to. It's goddamn.
But yeah, like I said, I want to send a thank you out to everyone that maybe nominated, voted, and everything like that. I want to thank our brothers overseas in the Philippines, Australia, UK, all those or whatever that helped out as well. Also, obviously our crew itself, Wayne, Cody, I would say CJ, but man, we should have told that nigga, send us a picture every time you cast your vote, because I want to see what he wrote in those lines.
Seriously.
I just thought about that.
Yeah.
What do you think he wrote in them lines, actually, now?
Fire up spoilers at podcastmovie.com.
Damn, you got me wondering. That question is like, wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody this week on the Dark asked that question. I need to find out. What did he write in those? And here's what we want, I want you to write, people, in that question mark for the darkness, whatever it is. CJ, what was your exact word you wrote in those lines? Oh, God. And don't even assist him. Don't even assist him.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Just get it out of his mouth and go straight for it. Because if he can't get it right on air, then obviously that motherfucker wrote something that's totally different than two as well. So, oh, don't worry, y'all. Because I respect y'all. I'm going to help y'all. So, you saying?
Respect us by fucking up the promotion. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you, CJ. We have Wayne, Cody, Sammy, Z, CJ, I guess. I'm questionable, but...
and I don't give a fuck. He has that excuse like, oh, man, y'all had that running joke that they played on Double Toasted. Man, I don't give a fuck, dude. That had nothing to do with the promotion.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that shit to Toasted. You better say the storm y'all got going on in Ohio diluted my brain from writing in the right words or something like that.
I buy that more before that shit he pulled last week. I'm like, yeah, fuck that.
That motherfucker sound defeated last week.
He should.
You know what? He's probably taking care of his child as we speak right now.
Yeah, he probably can't do the realization yet. You know what?
Actually, I had updated my Google Hangout, and for some reason, it sent out a hi to everyone. I guess people that I had added or something like that. And one of those was a good old CJ, right? And he wrote, this is where I said, ignore my Hangout. I updated it, and it just sent out multiple hi's to everyone. And he wrote back, cunt.
Wow, okay.
So I said, and he was talking about... Google, right? And I said, yeah, Google is a cunt. I would agree with that. But then I wrote after that, I said, have fun reuniting with your child today. I know it's going to be exciting. Uh-huh. And if the words, you know how it shows those little bubbles when you're texting?
Yes.
You like, you about to spawn? Those bubbles popped up, but I never got anything else come through that. I think he was
going to... He was like, no, fuck this, I'm too angry.
He backed out of it. He's like, I'm taking a blood test right now. He's probably going to say some shit like that, whatever, but he backed out people, though. But people, we got an action-packed show, like always. Mm-hmm. We are back to using Skype today, but next week, we got Mike something entertaining. Well, we're going to talk about that a little later, though, so.
Oh, yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Oh, yeah. So, this week, man, we got questions, obviously.
Ooh,
oh yeah, we got intermission. You know, no, I ain't gonna say intermission because you know we're gonna get into that polling soon.
Okay. That's my most anticipated part.
So yeah, we get into that polling soon, so never mind. Scratch that intermission, people. We got some box office talk with that lovely member, the Driss, over there. Did Michael Bay producing succeed again, or we'll see?
We shall find out.
Oh yeah. Then we got Cody's Blu-rays of the week.
I'm a little tipsy right now, so those Blu-rays sound mighty fine.
Mighty fine. Not as many as you'd probably like, but yeah, we'll see.
Hey, one Blu-ray's good enough for me.
I know, because you'll spend $100 on 100 copies for it, so yeah, I know.
There you go. So you know I do, man.
And then we got that trailer talk with that Jupiter Ascending, man.
Uh-oh, she's ascending.
You know Matthew McConaughey should have been in this film, right?
Mm-hmm. He really should have. You know, from now on, everything that's space involved, Matthew McConaughey should be in there.
You know what was funny about it is, I wonder if he did try out for this role and got it mixed up with Interstellar. He's like, wait a minute, I thought Mila Kunis was in this film. Hey, Nolan, ain't this that Jupiter's Rising or something like that, whatever? He's like, no, this is Interstellar, Matt. He's like, oh, shit, I got the wrong movie, baby. So,
Matthew McConaughey from Nova. Make it happen.
Yes. Matthew McConaughey from Nova. Somebody fan edit Channing Tatum out of this film and put Matthew McConaughey in there or whatever and shit.
Perfect.
I can see him now giving a speech to Mila Kunis or whatever, and he's just like, you can't give up now, girl. Let me tell you something about Jupiter and how it ascends.
That would be the deciding factor to range from a fucky to a high C.
Yes, actually, that yes.
Right there.
Oh, and then obviously we got this first lovely question here, Cody. This... Well, you know what? No, I guess I got to go back to the Mordecai review, man. Mordecai, somebody left a clip.
Do we have to?
Yeah, unfortunately we do, because Deborah Albert, she asked, man, she says, well, another unfunny Johnny Depp film. Not surprised. What do you guys think he can do to help his career out? Just quit.
You know what? Stop playing weird asses.
Go to drama.
Just get that one good dramatic role, man. That's all you need to do. Go to drama. Hook up with a director who has been hot lately. And get that role. Just like put that bad taste out of the audience's mouth. Mm-hmm. Do that, man. You'll be good to go. That's all he needs. That's all he needs.
You know, I was talking to Sean about this because he was just like, damn, dude, this dude has 6 bombs in a row, right? It was like, how is he still getting work? And I was like, well, technically, he didn't have 6 bombs. His movies overseas do extremely fucking well. Like, they do fucking, I don't know what it is about overseas and Johnny Depp. Like, that nigga is nowhere near British or nothing or whatever, but overseas, they fucking love. His biggest bombs is Mordecai and The Rum Diary. And The Rum Diary, which both failed, both domestically, internationally, worldwide, whatever and shit. Transcendence was the biggest bomb of his domestically because that only had 28 million, and overseas it made over 100 and something million. So it was like, there's still an audience for him out there. It's just, you know, I'm with Cody on that one, man. First of all, stop doing fucking comedy. That's one. You know, goddamn, I just got a Facebook post from Amethyst Carroll. Every time she sends something, I'm scared of shit.
I saw that
phone just light up with her and I saw her name. I'm just like, every time her name pops up, I just got scared now. I'm just like, ugh. I'm sorry to say, but that bitch, man, I swear, she goes looking. She goes looking for this shit to fuck our day up. People, if you don't know, this is one of the worst, well, last week was one of the worst movie weeks in history, if you ask me.
Yeah, most definitely.
And it looks like Amethyst Chaos is trying to make it this week as well, but, because she never sends good news, you notice that?
Yeah, that's true. But granted, what she just said, I mean, it would be a Snyder trailer. You know, he makes good trailers, so.
Okay. Well, you know, if that trailer has anything to do with our trailer talk or whatever that comes out, I see why they're releasing that trailer with that movie, because, yeah, that movie ain't gonna succeed.
They need all the hype and goodwill they can get.
The funny thing is about that kind of marketing deploy, though, is they do realize people have internet nowadays, right? They don't have to go see that movie to see that trailer.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that's going to help that movie at all. Because everybody that's not going to waste their money to go see that movie, they're going to look online on Screen Crush, ING, or whatever website it is to look up that goddamn trailer.
Yep.
Cody, are you going to go see that movie because of that trailer?
You got your fucking mouth. As much as I love Batman, no. Hell no.
You would do better just going to the cinema and just sticking your head in the door when trailers come.
Yeah, it's gonna be online anyway, so it's like, what's the fucking point?
That is like the equivalent to Comic-Con, basically. Yeah, what it is.
Exactly.
So, that marketing deploy is questionable these days. Now, I'm curious to see the numbers now in that movie, just to see if that trailer really did boost it up. But somehow, I highly doubt that, just because, like Cody said, the internet now, people.
Yep.
But But yeah, I'm with Cody on Johnny Depp, man. Motherfucker, stop fucking doing it. You are not a comedian, first of all. Mm-hmm. You got lucky with Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, really lucky.
And I want to say the luck came in that is just because, and I was telling this to Sean too, I actually like him as Jack Sparrow in those films, and that's only because everything else in that movie is so fucking bland.
That brings on another thing too, man. Every fucking movie, dude, they are cramming in a bullshit romance.
I told him that same shit. I told him that.
They casted some pretty girl, some dreamy dude. They got a romance, of course. I'm like,
yeah.
Why do we need that? I don't understand that.
I told Sean the same shit. I was just like, that Orlando Bloom shit and stuff, that was just slowly sucking the soul out of that franchise.
It very much was.
It's slow, like, and it was just nice that whenever Johnny Depp got on screen, because it took us away from that shit. And I was just like, oh, thank God, because everything he was doing was pirate shit. Drinking, messing around with chicks, adventures and shit like that. Everything Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley was doing, I must find my love. Or it's like, oh, Jesus. Okay. Dude, y'all got like Blackbeard and all them chasing y'all and shit like that, and you worried about this bitch. I'm like, oh. They even ended that franchise, well, that trilogy, that what it was, whatever, based around that shit with the whole killing the heart and I was just like, oh, Jesus, man. I was like,
remember that last shot of the third one? Was it take place like 10 years later?
Yeah.
It was Orlando Bloom back to see his child. I was like,
oh Jesus. Oh, God.
And then that last movie, I didn't finish the last movie.
Yeah, I don't even remember the ending.
I saw there's a romance brewing. I was like, oh, boy, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I saw that movie, and I don't even fucking remember it. I don't remember a damn thing about it at all. So yeah, I admire the movie for, at the first one at least, being a movie that worked based off a ride. But I think basically what that happened with that is they just ran out of material.
Yeah.
And the most forensic thing to do is, well, what's the Hollywood way? You got to put a love interest in here. You got to have a dramatic tension, and you got to have some separation between the two, and you got to have a rise at the end, whatever. So, and they did that shit, and it was just like, wow, this just became a formulaic fucking series of my ass.
Yeah, dude, it makes me so sad because that first Pirates movie was so good, and I thought the franchise had so much potential.
Yeah.
So much. And with what they did with it, I'm like, oh my God, you guys totally dropped the ball.
Choreography on it was great, man. I was enjoying the fight scenes, and it was amazing, or whatever. The special effects and everything, too, was great. But my God, man. And talk about characters that went nowhere, neither.
Oh, yeah, the whole third movie.
Yeah, I was saying the whole third movie. Well, the ending of the second one to the third movie.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, right.
Talk about explaining some shit. It's like, hell, so you mean tell me this black bitch has been this important throughout the whole fucking rant? Like, seriously.
Oh, she's Calypso. Let's turn into a giant 50-foot woman that turns into a bunch of crabs. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
So she was this man's love? So why is she being quiet for the whole second fucking...
Even Davy Jones, man, his setup was so fucking awesome. I thought he was badass in that second film. I was like, this dude's cool as shit. And what they do with him in the third film, I'm like,
Especially when they introduced Calypso and shit. I was like, so you mean this chick knew this whole fucking time and she's just now coming out? I was like... It felt like those movies were just being made up on the fly.
Man, like I said, dude, it's really heartbreaking, dude. Really heartbreaking. I know that could have been probably one of the best franchises out right now.
Oh, yeah, easily. It's only the only pirate film we have right now and shit like that, especially. I really commend that first film for just being based off a ride with no story or anything like that. Yeah. That goes to show you, like, anything be fucking made into a movie. I don't think any idea is stupid, but... That the longer that series went on, that just showed you, this was really one one trick thing right here.
Yeah, it's tragic, man. That first film was so good, man. So good.
That first film was a phenomenon.
So much fun, man.
I remember back in high school, man, all my fucking teachers showed us that shit. I was like, Jesus Christ, I just watched this shit last... shit. I didn't even have to go see that movie in theaters because I saw it everywhere. Fucking shit. Yeah. Oh, so yes, that's what he needs to do, Deborah. He needs to stay the fuck away from comedy or whatever and shit. Yeah. And I'm sorry, one of the complaints I have, whatever, is everybody keeps saying, oh, he's pulling that Jack Sparrow shit. Jack Sparrow had charisma. Every role I've seen him do after that, there's no charisma. I've seen no Jack Sparrow in none of the other roles he's doing, like Tonto, Mordecai, or any of them. I'm just like, he was a flamboyant, gay, drunken pirate in fucking Pirates of the Caribbean, whatever.
Yeah.
What if the fuck about Tonto screamed that personality at all?
Yeah, it's just him playing a weird ass.
Yeah, that's not Jack Sparrow. That's just Johnny Depp. Right. Let's be real. Oh, it's a shame too, because I still like the dude, but damn, dude, even he got to fucking know when you got to stop, man. You.
Yeah, dude, I'm thinking back, like, man, Johnny Depp, man, like, how can this happen? Because, you know, like, at least with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, that took years.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, that shit was quick.
It's happening every year.
Yeah.
I want to say before Robert Downey Jr. came into the Iron Man Marvel Universe mix, Johnny Depp was like that next on that role as like being one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
Yeah, he absolutely was. He was getting nominated. People kept talking. I remember, was it Finding Neverland?
Yeah.
I think that came out, was it after Pirates or before Pirates?
I think it was, I want to say a year after. It was after Pirates.
Yeah, that was fantastic. He was great in it. I was like, man, this dude's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, just that pirate shit came in, just quickly after that, can't come up foolish motherfucker. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, man, guess that's it.
He pulled the opposite of James Cameron, where he should have just kept doing pirate movies. Because after that, it is like, there's two things when you see a Johnny Depp movie. You say either he needs to make this shit exciting or he needs to tone it down. I don't think he's found that middle ground yet. Transcendence. Yep. I was hoping for fucking Jack Sparrow to come in. That fucking film was so goddamn boring. Jesus Christ. That film was so fucking boring. Man, that film sucked the life.
You see Wallace Fights there, no more.
Yeah. Actually, that film, going back on, that film literally should have made my top 10 worst. That film fucking sucked the soul out of my fucking time in that theater. Like, and then you watch Mordecai and you just go like, Jesus Christ, man, you... Either you too goddamn boring when you play a normal character, or you just too goddamn kooky, or whatever the fuck you want to use, or whatever and shit.
Goofy. You just call him Goofy.
Yeah, retarded fuck is more like it, but, you know, hey.
All right.
Oh, but next question we got here from Alex Ling. He says, what did you guys think of that Fantastic Four trailer? I didn't hate it nor loved it, but it just looked meh. He put it in all caps or whatever. Meh. I'm hearing that from a lot of people. They're just going like, well, I wasn't excited about this movie before, and I'm not excited now because that trailer didn't do a goddamn thing. Man, I gotta tell you, because no one's heard my thoughts on it yet, but for a superhero film, man, that trailer was the most boring trailer I've ever fucking seen. Like, it was the most uneventful, boring, nothing is right trailer I have ever fucking seen for a superhero film. Like, like when I saw it, I just looked at it and was just like, is this a movie? Like, or is this like a fan made? That looked like a fan made trailer, seriously.
Right. Yeah, here's my thing. If I had zero knowledge that this is a Fantastic Four film, or if I wasn't, like, a fan of comic books in general, I would say, you know what, yeah, this movie looks semi-interesting. Okay, I'm interested to see what this is all about.
See, I can't even give it that. Even knowing all the comic books, without thinking that, I was just, like, looking at it, I was just like, it's not a damn thing really going on here that really piqued my interest or whatever. I mean,
and, yeah, on that same token, because Josh Trank's last film was good, Chronicle.
Yes.
And so this looks like a continuation of Chronicle.
Which he said it was himself.
Right. I'm going to get into my next part of that.
Yeah, that was...
But that is not the case. This is a film based on the Fantastic Four. And the Fantastic Four I know, they are a bright group. They have fun. They love using their powers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that. Granted, I'm not the biggest Fantastic Four fan. I've said that before.
I am.
But I know where they come from. And I see why people like them. I see why people latch on them. And this is Marvel's
first family. Yep. They were one of the biggest teams in comic book, and I'm talking about Marvel and DC. They were one of the first biggest teams. And I said this on the last Fired Up, too. It struck me really hard when you get these studios and directors that base these superhero films off the worst comic book series that is worldwide really known.
That's right, yeah. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Marvel's first family. So they deserve respect. They deserve a faithful adaptation. We have not gotten that.
No.
And this shit right here that I've seen these past few weeks, this is not the Fantastic Four.
No.
I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. They can say, oh, you look interesting. It's a cool take on it. Fuck all that. I know people keep bringing up the whole Nolan thing. Like, oh, Nolan did Dark and people love that movie.
Man, that was fucking Batman. God damn. Batman. Jesus Christ.
Batman.
Fuck, man. I'm sick of that shit. It's
not fit the Fantastic Four at all.
They, you know what?
Not what they're about.
It's getting to a point now where I wish those fucking Batman movies was almost never made now, because that shit has had a whole influence on superhero films today now, where I don't think studios and directors get that. I seriously fucking don't think they don't fucking get it. Man of Steel, Superman, he's not fucking Batman. Fantastic Four, not fucking Batman. Spider-Man, not fucking Batman. That movie was successful because it adapted well from what the story was translating, whatever. That movie was... Man, Jesus fucking Christ. Now, I'm with you, man. I've been hearing that shit all night. It was like old Nolan did it, right? It's like, God damn, dude. Y'all just don't fucking get it. Like, I'm sick of those fucking Batman films. To be honest, whatever.
You know, like, to a certain extent, I kind of agree with you. As much as I love, two of those three films.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man.
I kind of hate the precedent they set for certain comic book films in the future.
Yeah.
Like, people think that shit is okay for, like, every single thing. Dude, you gotta know the property. You gotta know where these characters are coming from. You gotta know what makes them so great. You know, why people latch onto them. Because you latch onto the Fantastic Four, it is not present anywhere in this trailer I'm seeing.
Because you remember when the Amazing Spider-Man was coming out, they were like, oh, we're taking a more darker turn with this, whatever. And I was just like, oh, dear God. I was like, no. Spider-Man's not fucking dark and gritty or anything. Like, he has dark outcomes, yes, but the best thing about Spider-Man is that he always found a way to find a more positive way of outlook into the thing. He wasn't Batman. That's what made him the opposite of fucking Batman. I was like, yeah, this is already fun. And then hearing about this Fantastic Four was just like, we're trying to make it dark and gritty. It's just like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. You missing the point or whatever. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I love those first two Batman films, but Jesus Christ, man, this is I could sacrifice two good films if this means this is gonna be a franchise for every fucking superhero film now. Yeah, whatever, like, seriously.
I agree with you, man. Because, dude, the Fantastic Four. This is not what they're about. These are people who embrace their powers.
Yeah.
And they have fun with it. They love it. They enjoy it. And every interview I've heard from Josh Trank and the other guy who's producing Simon Kinberg, I think his name is.
Yeah, yeah.
They kept talking about influences, like, from Cronenberg's The Fly and...
What the f...
Yeah. I'm like, you can look this up.
No, I know that is true, but I'm just saying, what the fuck? That ain't okay.
I'm like, man, those are dark films, and they dig deep into, like, the psychological horror of their situation. That is not what Fantastic Four is about at all. It never has been, never will be.
And see, and I agree with the, I agree with the people out there saying this trailer looked meh, and even when you were saying, like, you know, the, if it's not Fantastic Four, it could be somewhat interesting. I didn't find nothing interesting at all in this trailer. If you would have took the Fantastic Four thing off of it, I would have just been like, okay, I'd probably need to see another trailer off of this, because I don't really see nothing really that's going on here. I mean, I don't know if that's a positive or I think it should be more of a negative, because at this point we've been getting nothing but negative news about the Fantastic Four, and I think this is one trailer that actually should have showed us a lot more than what it showed us, if you ask me. Because they definitely need some bigger hype going in them, because personally, yeah, man, this Fantastic Four shit, I'm sorry, that shit looks... it might be a good film, for all I know. It ain't gonna be a Fantastic Four film, that's damn sure.
That's my thing, man. It could very well be a good film, just not a Fantastic Four film.
And going back to that comic book thing, whatever, I don't know what it is about directors taking material from the worst series of... Like, how many comic books...
Ultimate Fantastic Four. That's what people keep trying to defend this shit with. Even the comic book fans that are like, latch on to this trailer saying, oh, it's good. It's based off of the Ultimate
Fantastic... Nobody liked the Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Gave a fuck about that. Nobody liked that.
And even people that don't even hate it as much as some people, they just go like, eh, it's not good, but I just didn't hate it as much or whatever. That's the biggest compliment. Someone go, nobody fucking... So in my mind, I was just like, why would the studio even fucking follow that compliment? The Ultimate Fantastic Four has a history of people hating that series. It's like, so in what part of in Fox's mind would it go like, Or whoever the writer or even the director of this, where they go like, let's follow based off that story. It's like, why? It's like, it's not loved. So I was like, you're not gonna get no love feedback, whatever shit. I will say, there was parts in the trailer that the cast didn't bother me as much, but I think it was one of those things where it was like the Green Lantern effect that the suit didn't bother me as much as in the trailer, because there was some shit in the background that looked way worse, and I have a feeling when I watch that movie, the cast is gonna be the least of my problems when I watch that movie.
Man, you know what? That's the thing, dude. Like, even if, let's just say, Marvel had the rights back, and they had this cast.
Yeah.
Same exact people and everything. I would have big of a problem with that. It's just their take on it. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest fucking issue, man.
And see, like, even with if Marvel had the friend, I could probably give that more of a pass just because they got the universe going and they're talking about there may be a new team coming up. I can see them getting younger people or whatever and stuff like that. They want a younger team when, you know, once the Civil War shit goes on and they recruit Scarlet Witch and all them and shit like that. I could see them wanting to get a younger team or something like that or whatever. But for this one, and someone, I read an article saying that the tone is more like this just because they're trying to make that universe with the X-Men. They're trying to fit that tone. I'm just like, oh my God, two different fucking properties.
Even then, even X-Men is not this fucking dark and grim.
No.
At least from what I can tell from this trailer.
No. This...
Granted, X-Men is more of a mature property. Mm-hmm. I get that. But still, they still have fun at some point.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. X-Men definitely in the books was one of the best books I think that did a translation between serious and having fun at the same time. X-Men was definitely, I think that book predominantly has to be known as one of the better series of any DC or Marvel series. X-Men definitely, because they've always captured a perfect balanced tone out with their characters. A lot of female characters in it. I mean, different colors and shit like that. Sorry. X-Men is definitely worldwide. If anyone ever asked me if they had to read a comic, I'd definitely give them an X-Men recommendation or whatever and shit. But no, Fantastic Four. Problem with this one is it looks way too fucking good. Now, granted, Fantastic Four has some serious tones, but those serious tones came more in between Ben Grimm and Reed Richards here, and I didn't see any of that in this trailer.
Yeah, and that had more to do with their villains, particularly Dr. Doom.
Yeah, I didn't see any connection between Miles Teller and Jamie Bell in here at all. It looked like they didn't even know each other from what I got in this trailer, but... Personally, it was forgettable, and it was some shit that I was like, it's unmemorable at all. Like, this was uneventful. Like, there's nothing big about this. You hyped up this movie to be something big, and it's really nothing, to be honest. It had nothing going for it. I mean, shit, even the fucking Ant-Man trailer shows you the goddamn him riding an ant or something. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and what was up with that fucking... another thing. That's what I had a main problem with. Everything looked green screen.
Yeah. Just about.
That shit, it looked so amateurish, like a motherfucker. I was just watching the background effects and cinematography, and I was just looking, I was like, I hope that's just a trailer thing, whatever. And I was like, man, it looked fake as shit, though, dude. It was bothering me. That was, like, my biggest problem with it. I was like, that shit is bothering me right now.
Cause, yeah, I'm not gonna harp on that too much, because it's not finished just yet. But yeah. I get...
The movie's not finished yet?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I don't know, who knows?
Jesus Christ! That's just not finished yet. Damn.
Yeah, actually, I think they're still doing reshoots. So yeah, it's not finished.
Oh my God. Fox, you know you got 7 months, right? Shit.
It's less than 7 months, actually.
Yeah, it is, actually, because we're in February now, so fuck, dude, jeez. Y'all is just releasing this on a whim now, huh? Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, you are right. I did see something about reshoots or something like that or whatever, so... Fuck, man. Damn. Oh, another thing, too. What in the fuck was up with them costumes?
Oh. Man.
Those were some bland, boring... Like, I never thought I'd say this, but I prefer the fucking costumes in the original Fantastic Four.
No, the ones in the Tim Story movies, they look fine. I had no problem with those. They look great, actually. They look like Fantastic Four costumes.
Yeah.
Give them. Yeah. If this shit... This realistic bullshit got the Human Torch with Vince.
Oh, you know what those costumes look like? It looked like the suits that they were wearing in Prometheus.
Oh, I don't know if you noticed, but that last shot with them looking at that light in the sky.
The negative zone?
Well, I guess, was that what it was supposed to be?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. It's supposed to be the negative zone.
Okay, Big Grim is not wearing anything.
Yeah, I know. Is that where he butt-ass new naked? Did you see when he busted out of the rock shell or whatever and shit?
Yeah.
Man, and it looked like another thing, too, is that they were I'm trying to wonder, did they even go in fucking space in this movie? I'm like, trying to figure that out. It looked like...
Yeah, from what I've heard, I think they still go in space.
Okay, because it looked like they were manufactured made.
And then fucking Reed Richards have his springs on his costume.
Yeah, I saw... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Springs.
Did you notice, I was talking to someone, when they got experimented on, did it also change his Sue Storm's hair blonde?
She looked like she was blonde to the full trailer.
No, she was not blonde in full trailer. No. She was a brunette.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you can pull it up and watch that and turn the volume down and watch it, whatever. She is brunette.
Some rogue shit in here?
She is brunette in the first scene, whatever they show, where she's behind the little computer desk, whatever and shit.
Really? I could have sworn she was blonde.
She is not blonde in that fucking scene at all.
Alright.
And then in that last scene, they showed her, and she is full fucking blonde. Yeah, I was talking about this with two other people and shit, and they was like...
behind that hair.
Oh, yeah, experimentation turned it. Just some rogue shit. Yeah, like you said. I'm sorry, I thought that was the biggest insult.
Some Avengers, does some Avengers Quicksilver shit.
Oh, yeah.
Changes
his hair. Oh, speaking of that rogue shit, I thought that was one of the biggest insults. I was like, oh, jeez. Don't even get me started. It's just like, wow. Okay.
Herself is the big insult, so yeah.
Yeah, that actress herself is fucking bland. And people, stop sending me that fucking deleted scene of Rogue. I'm sorry, I'm not watching that shit, okay? I don't want to see that shit.
You're not going to buy that extended edition of Days of Future Past?
No.
In
a few
months?
No. I don't need to know the specifics of that movie. Basically, I'm in a note right now where I don't need to know specifics or details going into an X-Men movie. I just need the movie. I don't need to know...
Hey, well, that's a good track.
Yeah. I don't need to know your background, effect, what you did, whatever. Because most likely you're going to bring up something that pissed me off or whatever, or that wasn't right or whatever. So, no, I don't need to know any of that shit. I just need a standard fucking Blu-ray. I don't need any of that extra shit on there or whatever.
Well, wrap that up. Fantastic Four, man. Can't wait for Terry Crews to join them in on the fun.
Hey, when we got that, I was just like, okay, now, Terry Crews, you know that Silver Surfer, that's a Fox creation right there, so, Jesus Christ. Oh.
Doesn't get any better, man.
And not to mention the other rumor. Could Sue Storm and Johnny Storm be engaged?
If that's the case, fuck that movie. I'm not gonna see it. No.
Well, it'll have to be a point where you walk out on the film, because I don't think they will know that until the actual film comes out now. So. Oh man, you know that sucks for Michael B. Jordan, man. That's the only thing I hope it works for is Michael B. Jordan and Miles Teller. My God, man. Actually, Miles Teller looked cool the first half of it. That second half, I was just like, okay, looking goofy now.
Started stretching out his arms and shit. Like,
that it looks so fucking weird, fakish. Another thing too, I love it. The Fantastic Four is silly. We're gonna make this really dark and grimy. Yet we're gonna add the negative zone in here.
Yeah.
We got a giant rock creature right here, but yet we're gonna make Fantastic Four dark and serious, whatever. But yeah, we have the negative zone and a giant rock creature standing looking at it. Yeah. Okay.
It's just as bad as the Dark Knight Rises. Remember when Bruce
Wayne
pulled that fucking knee brace?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. It's like, wait, what? Okay, that doesn't jive with... Okay, well, no, fuck it, whatever.
How does that help his back? Because I remember the doctor saying, you know, his spine and shit, all that was fucked up. So how does that knee brace help his back and all that stuff?
Yeah, no cartilage in his fucking knee.
Yeah.
None.
But a robotic knee brace that they did. Man, that must have been the future. The future is looking nice for us, Cody, when we get injured, so.
Looking damn nice.
And expensive, too.
So, okay, get that Bruce Wayne money.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I don't think you can make anything serious out of something with the Fantastic Four. I'm just saying. I will give the movie some credit, though, if I find out a storyline that they pull off more with, Ben Grimm and Mr. Fantastic himself. If they can do what that last franchise failed to get right with, how Ben Grimm deals with being a thing and shit like that or whatever, if this movie can do that, it'll automatically get an extra point from me. But from what I saw in this trailer, it looked like nobody don't even know each other in this. Like, seriously, did you watch this? Did you catch a grift that, like, all these people knew each other at all or anything like that?
I don't know if that's what they were trying to get across, but didn't get that at all.
Okay. Alright, whatever. Okay. Sound like some bullshit then. But you know, we got a polling on that too, Cody.
Oh, this Oh, yes, please. About this shit.
And I'm gonna start doing this every week now. This is probably gonna be a weekly thing or whatever. With every new news that come out in movies together or whatever. But
please do some talk shit about it every week. I love that.
Says, how would you rate the Fantastic Four teaser? And we got a over 30 votes. We got 3 see it's, 2 rent it's, 9 fuck it's, and 13 stream it's. So it looked like people are in the go of saying stream it. It looked like it's some shit you wait on Netflix to watch or something.
Granted, it's not saying high praise for it, but still. It's based on my knowledge of what Fantastic Four is all about. That's a bullshit poll.
You know, I think right now, I think it's safe to say, and based off this poll too, and what you just said right now too, I think the best intentions for this film is don't even think about Fantastic Four when you see it. Because I think clearly this is not going to be a fucking fan, especially when the director comes out and saying, pretty much it's going to be fucking Chronicle the sequel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The Chronicle I couldn't make, the studio didn't want me to make, whatever. Yeah, I'm making it with this movie, basically is what he's fucking saying. And what a coincidence that Michael B. Jordan will be playing pretty much the same goddamn character from Chronicle.
Same exact character, basically.
The popular dude that was cool, have a little asshole tendencies, but never really go overboard or whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Johnny Storm and Kitty played in Chronicle. Awesome. Yeah, alrighty then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles Teller is Mr. Fantastic. Supposed to be a father figure to the group.
Jesus Christ.
That's the thing. So let's be an ugly figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give Miles Teller some credit because he's been great in his last couple of movies where as far as his dramatic
I'm not going to give him. I'm not going to take any credit away from him. He's a good actor. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I was talking about Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a Reed Richards. I think he can pull it off, but he's definitely no Reed Richards.
Young.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if they got this young cast because they are going with X-Men, and they got obviously a younger cast for the X-Men.
Here's the thing with that: this takes place now. X-Men, unless it's in the past. Well, the current.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I don't know when place this Fantastic Four shit takes place. Because the shit they had in here looked clunky as fuck.
So I don't know how exactly they're gonna do that. If they do go that route, so who knows, man?
It's easily one of the most uncurious universes I could give two shits about.
This whole Fox Marvel universe, I could give two fucks about this.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. Spider-Man still is number one on my list. I'm not giving a fuck. Fox, you're a pretty close second, though. So you know.
I don't even know if that's true right now.
Hey, Aunt May movie.
You know what? I take that back.
Black Cat movie. How about you want to see that? Jamie Foxx returning for Sinister Six. How about
that? All right. What was the next guy?
I can keep going, Cody. So I'm just saying.
Stop right now. Stop right there. Okay, everybody knows.
Hey, next question we got, Mac 2.0, Blue Hybrid, said, yeah, people, you should watch Berserk, and that's an anime that Wayne, told us about, that actually is a great fucking anime to watch. I highly recommend that title, that theme is fucking godly, damn, I gotta check this out then. He says, oh, and as for the Attack on Titan Season 2, I love how he's giving us info, even though CJ's black ass can't. I swear, man, this nigga contribute CJ. Goddamn. Only thing I know about that is it is coming in 2016, so that's like a long ass wait for that. Oh, okay. That is a long ass wait, actually.
That is a long wait. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Mac 2.0, when does that spinoff come out then? Is that this year? I'll answer that question now.
When is this? Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Because if I get the spinoff for this year, then I don't have a problem waiting for next year for Attack on Titan.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, that'd be a nice little build-up, whatever. What was that spinoff again? It was about a, Levy?
Levy.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Yeah, if that comes out this year, then I don't mind waiting until 2016. But, hey, he also goes on and says, Oh, and with T.I. now in Marvel and a possible rumor that Tyrese might be in a DC flick, what's next? Marvel offering something for the RZA? DC going to DMX for something? Jesus Christ.
Got that Terry Crews Tiny Fat Silver Surfer. So that's what's going on right now. So.
You know what's funny is that he says Marvel offering something for the RZA. I'd rather see that than all those other names you just said right now. Really? At least,
I'm trying to think about it.
Yeah. At least I know that shit'll be hilarious.
Yeah, it'll be funny as hell. So again, that much I can give it. Yeah.
There ain't a damn thing funny about Tyrese and T.I. though. So shit. So yeah, I'd rather see the RZA. Make him. You know what? Make him the Mandarin. How about that. So you know what, Cody? I agree with you. They fucked up on the Mandarin by making it Ben Kingsley. They should have made him RZA.
No, they should have cast him as Stick on Daredevil.
He should be Bullseye. So yeah, fuck.
Oh,
you know what? He should have been Deadshot, not Will Smith. He should have been
Deadshot. Oh, Jesus.
He should have been Deadshot.
Right there.
He should have been fucking dead. Will Smith, dropped from that project, only to get RZA up in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? Since he was the blind swordsman in G.I. Joe, he should be Deathstroke.
Yeah. There you go. Deathstroke. I see that. Yeah. RZA is Deathstroke. Perfect.
This is the one time I'll approve a rapper being in a superhero film. Make him Dr. Doom. You're already fucking...
Only if Marvel gets the rights back.
You already insulted his fucking character by making him some kind of blogger, hacker type motherfucker. Might as well just make him a RZA then while you at it.
I'm coming after you, Fantastic Four. I can see it.
I can see him now in his kitchen cooking like he was in Brick Mansion constantly. Getting it ready and shit. Building his armor. Let's take scenes from Man with the Iron Fist, whatever. Putting his little armor again. He should have been Electro.
Shit, well, it wouldn't have been that much different.
Yeah, actually, it probably wouldn't have. Oh, the RZA. Yeah, you know what, Max, you're right. RZA, man, I wouldn't mind that. That'd be hilarious. I'm not lying. I'd love to see that. I'd kill to see that.
Now, DMX, who should we cast, man?
Amanda Waller. There you go.
Yeah, she's always angry, so yeah.
Yeah, I think he would get his point across with his yelling ass and shit. He could be, what's her name? We saw in Public Enemies, Banshee. There you go. He can be Banshee for DC.
Perfect.
There you go.
Awesome.
He'd be Lex Luthor. I already got the bald head, you know.
I'd say, got the bald head.
Yeah, I think, you know what, Lex Luthor. You imagine Batman would run from him. Definitely.
How can he not?
That nigga would be committing his own crime, shit, robbing people. My man Steve, he says, he replies to Mac 2.0. He says, I don't think I have the stomach that can tolerate Tyrese's Green Lantern. He says, has there been a worse choice in casting for a superhero film than this?
Worse choice than possibly Tyrese's Green Lantern.
Yeah, I think the only thing that can come close to that is Shaq of Steel.
Yeah, that's probably, that's the next thing up.
But you know what? Since Steel isn't really a predominantly main known character, then I'd probably have to go with Halle Berry as Catwoman. There you go.
Yeah, that's probably, I would agree with you. I can't think of anything else that's like that level of horrible. I don't know.
Jesus Christ, she's worked for DC and Marvel. Just thought about that.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
She's your token black female, huh? All right. Oh, and Ryan Reynolds, too. Wow, apparently when you cross over to both sides, it don't help your career out, do it?
Nope. I'm going to Halle Berry's Catwoman. It's probably the next best thing up.
Damon Wayans is Blank Man.
Tell him movie's epic.
Yeah.
If only I could reach my utility belt.
Yeah, I guess I go with Halle Berry. I wonder if Tyrese would probably be worse, though. That's a thing, shit. But then again, I've never seen Halle
Berry. I actually think it would be.
Yeah, because I actually...
we haven't seen that just yet, so...
The thing why I say that, too, is because I actually give a fuck more about Green Lantern than I do about Catwoman, so...
Right.
But then again, that was a whole movie about that bitch, though, and this is like, ugh. I may not like Catwoman, but I've read a lot of Batman books and seen a lot of shows with her in it to know that this damn show ain't Catwoman. But I don't know. You might want to save that for Terry Crews as a goddamn Silver Surfer, so. I think that has the potential of being worse.
Man, what are we going to get next week, man? I'm just so afraid.
Did you ever see that Photoshop picture of Channing Tatum as Gambit?
See, even that, that's not as bad as the shit I've seen this past week.
I thought that photo looked horrible. What do you think would be the worst? What do you think would look worse? Tyrese as Green Lantern, Channing Tatum as Gambit, or Silver Surfer? Which one do you think would be worse? If either of the... Well, we already know Channing Tatum's casted already, so... But if the other two get casted, which one do you think will be worse?
I go Tyrese.
Yeah. By far.
I think that would be the big... Really be the biggest insult.
He's the one out of the three we have never seen do a good movie.
Shit, you're right. Wow, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you're right.
I was going to say, not only just good movie, good performance. Matter of fact,
if... We found Terry Crews funny before, and Channing Tatum, same thing. Tyrese, not a goddamn thing.
Yeah, not a damn thing. Someone was telling me he was funny in Fast and Furious. I just looked at them and was like...
Okay.
If you thought that coon and shit that they were doing was funny, okay then. All right. Okay. I love it. Like, you know, Taken 3 does the same shit Fast and Furious doing. People have a problem with it. Fast and Furious does that shit. It's like, not even a fucking problem. I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. I saw Tyrese's car flip over 7 times. And that nigga's in the next scene cracking a smile without a scratch on him. I'm just like...
Yep.
Why don't nobody have a problem with this? I don't get that. Like, I don't get this.
I don't understand it.
Oh, it's Fast and Furious. You gotta let it go. It's like, no. Because if you was to give it shit, they would stop making this then. They would improve on it. But since you keep giving it passes, why do you think that there's a reason why there's not sequels for the movies y'all call bullshit on or whatever?
Exactly.
Cody, did you just send me that fucking picture of him as goddamn Silver Surfer?
Did I just send something? Did I do that? Oh, I'm so
I don't
sorry.
Need to see that photo, man. I do not need to see.
I was about to say what?
Yeah, I saw this shit. I'm definitely not. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm never going to get a good Galactus or Silver Surfer, huh?
Nope.
You got to
get Martin Freeman's Galactus. It's on the way.
The fact that Silver Surfer's even brought up before the movie's even out yet, it's just like, that scares me already. That worries the fuck out of me already. It's just like, y'all making...
If you remember way back when, Terry Crews was also saying he wanted to play The Thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he just loves that Fantastic Four universe, man. He just loves it.
You're going to be the first one in that theater then, apparently.
Yeah, you know he is.
And I don't think nobody's going to argue with his big ass, neither.
No,
tell you what, he got on this show right now and said, y'all love that movie, right? I'd be like, yeah, man, loved it, man. It was fucking great, dude. Cody, tell him how much you loved it.
He's just going to punk the Fox execs into casting him.
Because you know, he does a lot of Fox projects, especially with TV right now, too, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's on Brooklyn, was it, 99?
Brooklyn 99. So I wouldn't be that shocked far if he doesn't get some kind of casting in somewhere in Fantastic Four. Fox seem to be fans of him or whatever, I guess. All right, well. Hey, next question I got from Carol. She says, wow, I'm shocked that was all you had to say about that casting for X-Men P1. Well, I guess I have to be the one, but this casting sucks. One sucks on Game of Thrones. The other one is some crappy-ass Aaliyah film. These X-Men films seem to always fuck up. Damn, I forgot about that fucking Aaliyah film. These X-Men films seem to always have fuck up on casting, with the exception of Fassbender and McAvoy. You know what? I didn't see that Aaliyah film when we talked about this, but I watched it. I'm with you now, Carol.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, I watched that shit. I'm with you, Carol. Fuck that little black bitch. That girl is horrible. I'm sorry. That girl is fucking horrible, dude. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. This is, without a doubt. When did that movie come out?
A couple months ago, right?
Was it come? Oh, man, that should have been my number one there. My worst of the list. That movie was horrible. Jesus Christ. What was that, Cody?
No, I said, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, man. At first, I thought everybody was just jumping on the bandwagon in the film. I was like, oh, maybe it's not that bad. I mean, it is a Lifetime movie, and you know what I'm saying, like that. I was like, you know, I'll check it out. I'm a huge fan of Aaliyah. Sad to see she go and stuff like that, because I always wanted to do things with her. And I ain't talking music. And I ain't talking musically wise, girl.
Jesus.
Hey, man. Hey, if R. Kelly can pedophile that, Kelly can pedophile that, why can't I? I mean, come on.
Let the woman rest in peace, man.
She's resting. Yeah. She's had 10 years rest in peace now. She, keep my time to shine, Cody. That woman was hot. I'm sorry. That's the only reason why I tolerated it. Mommy almost died. Especially that bullshit ass martial arts scene she had with Jet Li. Oh, man. Oh, I love that woman or whatever and shit. But, man, that movie was horrible, dude. It was hard. And this girl acting did not help at all.
No.
I don't know if you saw it yet.
I heard nobody looking in that film, so I'm not going to get hurt too much shit necessarily.
Yeah. I'm gonna say she's the worst thing of the fucking film, to be honest. I didn't even recognize her in that movie or whatever until I looked it up again. I was like, oh my god, she's fucking main. Oh god. Oh yeah, man. Yeah, so now I have something to say, Carol. Now that I've seen her work now. As for the other chick, I haven't watched Game of Thrones with her any yet, so, but everybody keeps saying the same thing Cody told me. It's just, she's like the least interesting thing out of the fucking show, so it's like, and she's nothing, so. Next one comes from Rebecca. She says, hey guys, I see that you guys love superhero stuff, and I was looking to get into some comics. I only want to start with one hero at a time, though, so any recommendations?
Let's see, what hero should we recommend to her? I wonder.
The Crow. I think you'll love the Nash.
should we go the obvious route and just say Batman?
I was gonna say Catwoman, based off the movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think you'll love it. You'll understand why people read comics if you read that. So yeah, definitely get into that one, man.
Trying to drive this woman away from comics for the rest of her life.
She's gonna be like, Jesus, this shit is silly.
This podcast.
You know, they actually did make a book based off that movie. I was just like looking, I was like, nobody wants to fucking read that goddamn book. Come on now.
Goddamn.
Cody, you got a choice for her though? What you got?
Fucking, I'm just gonna go with Batman. Why not?
Got any issues or anything, or which novels you should read or something?
Certainly.
What you got there?
Obviously, gotta go with the classic Batman Year One by Mr. Frank Miller.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good start.
That'd be a good starting point. And then follow it up with some Dark Knight Returns. This is also kind of, in a way, a continuation of it. Not really, but you can kind of look at it that way. Mm-hmm. Great book, one of the classics. And then
and Frank Miller's verse it is. I'll say that.
Yeah. Also, The Long Halloween, one of the greatest crime stories I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I fucking adore that book. Mm-hmm. By Jeff Loeb.
Mm-hmm.
Art by Tim Sale. Love Tim Sale's art. Fucking awesome. And, shit. Why not run it out with Batman Arkham Asylum by Grant Morrison?
Yeah.
Great look. Great book. Great look into the psychological core of the Joker, man. Fucked up individual. Fucked up individual. So, yeah. Books to check out.
If you didn't know so before, yes.
Yeah.
It's funny with every one of those books, though, it's a different level of fucking crazy for that son of a bitch.
That's right. Just how next level the Joker is, man.
Yeah, he's fucking psychotic. Yeah, that's what it is. He's a crazy motherfucker that I would never want to run into. Whatever shit. That's all I got to say.
That's like, why we love him.
Don't want to be around him though. You know what? Definitely check out some Daredevil issues right about now. Daredevil has had a great fucking run lately, man. He's been
I haven't caught up with him lately.
Man, he's been knocking it out of the park. I caught up with him a while ago, I want to say. Maybe before the new year started or whatever and shit. And yeah, man, he's been having a great run for a couple of years now, I want to say. And these issues continue. But my favorite right now, which I would go ahead and recommend for you, I'm going to go ahead and go with Hawkeye. No, issue number one, Work Your Way Up, whatever. I think that came out in 2012. Writers on that, Matt Fraction, and the artist was David Aya. That is easily, right now, for me, one of the strongest series going on right now. Like, every Hawkeye issue that comes out is, like, getting better and better. It's almost like they actually, you know what, they released this, like, I want to say, right after the Avengers came out. And it was funny because it was like, everybody was like, oh, Hawkeye got the shaft, and this issue came out, and it was like, this book is better than all the fucking other Avenger members' books going on right now, whatever and shit. So, yeah, I caught up on a couple of issues in August last year, whatever and shit, and man, it's still knocking it out of the park, man. This is Matt Fraction, man, he's fucking killing with Hawkeye, man. So, yeah, easily check that one out. Definitely going on, especially get a hold of that Marvel Universe going on right now, since that shit's colliding. Their little crisis on Infinite Worlds shit going on right now.
Big ass event, yes, right.
Yeah, to kill off the Marvel. You know what? I wonder if they're doing that just because Fantastic Four is following the Ultimates.
You know what? Yeah, you might be right.
And they just trying to find a way to kill off the Ultimates now. I didn't even think about that till now. It's like, yeah, maybe they're trying to do that on purpose. Oh, you want to follow the Ultimate books, huh? Kill that shit now. Kill it. where are we at? Where are we at? No, I don't want you, OG Macko. I don't want you.
You don't want to guess it?
No. I don't want to say fuck them to nobody right now, Cody. I love the people right now, Cody. They got some good questions in here, man. You know, they're testing our superhero knowledge right now.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
Put OG back on the side for now.
I was just about to say, wait a minute. I think all these questions have been about fucking superheroes, to be honest. Shit. Making me think and use my brain. Man, shit. You're making me hard. Shit.
Juice.
Yeah, Roland Winchell, and to continue with the superhero, he says, how do you guys feel about Marvel pumping up the humans as the next big thing? I'm not that familiar with the Inhumans, but from what I hear, there's nothing really that special about them to be the next big thing. Curious to see what you guys think of the big push they are and will be getting. Now, I'm curious to say, when you say that, Roland, are you thinking about the books or in the universe, TV, movie universe or whatever? So, I don't know the answer to that.
I seem to remember. I'm sure he's talking about the movies.
Yeah, probably so.
Cinematic stuff. I seem to remember the same people saying the same thing about Guardians of the Galaxy. We saw that turn out.
It's funny because that can be the answer for everything. If someone here.
Right.
Yeah, you said that about Guardians of the Galaxy. Look how that turned out. Whatever. Actually, you know what? I even think the Inhumans can go bigger than Guardians of the Galaxy, if you ask me. What they've been doing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been nice. The Inhumans was always, obviously, in the books, whatever, the side little project and shit like that. But you gotta understand, in the books, Marvel had access to X-Men and Fantastic Four and shit. They don't have that in this movie universe. So, setting up, and since they can't use the word mutant and shit, I think setting up this Inhuman shit and calling, you know, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch Inhumans and shit like that, I think that's just opened up another world, introduced another storyline for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, if you ask me. Especially rearranging the routes with the whole mutant inhuman thing or whatever and shit. And they might be able to add some more stuff in there that I think that the books didn't capitalize on it.
Yeah, funny you mentioned the whole Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch thing.
Yeah.
Quicksilver actually married an inhuman.
Yeah, that's right. Had a child, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Crystal.
That's right. Yep, see? Oh, look at you on your human shit. Look at you, Cole, okay?
Man, I know my shit.
Okay, God shit.
Damn it.
Okay, and then see, people
like
stop.
Humans.
Stop calling him an alcoholic now. You know what? You know what it was? Cody's been talking to Vin Diesel lately, that's why.
Me and Vin Diesel be kicking it back lately, man. That's a good dude right there.
He keeps giving Cody's inhuman shirts, we are inhuman. I swear, cast that dude as Black Bolt, because that'd be some the best casting choice ever. He plays Groot with one word, and he plays Black Bolt with no lines. Just
mm-hmm. Movie just screams occasionally.
I think I don't know if that'd make him the greatest actor ever. I wonder if he knows that he's in on the joke about it and shit too. It's like, yeah, I get one line or whatever, and I get no lines in this at all, or whatever. But
the going to the whole the humans thing, that they are right for expanding the Marvel universe even more so than Guardians. You mentioned earlier they could expand the universe even more so than Guardians.
Oh hell possibly. Yeah, oh yeah,
because they have some ties even to the like, Celestials, where we had a peek at, yep, in the Guardians of the film. Yeah, ties to that, ties to the Kree, even ties to we're missing
the Skrulls and all that shit too. Yeah,
the Skrulls, yes. Yeah. Yeah, the whole pre-Skrull war.
Yeah.
That's where this whole thing comes from, the humans. So it's like, man, the possibilities are endless. There's a lot of material to mine from them. So don't count them out just yet.
I think a lot of people are putting the Inhumans off on their, like, you know, least anticipated film out of all the Marvel films coming out. I gotta say, that's actually my most anticipated one to see, because that is gonna be ending the universe together. That's like the last film before the last Avengers film come out, and I'm curious to see if they pick this up and continue where the Inhumans left off, because like we just said, man, that Inhumans, I think they have a chance to a lot of people know that they have the rights to certain X-Men members or whatever, and they're like minor people or whatever shit. They could easily just use them and call them Inhumans or whatever instead of mutants and stuff like that. They have a whole new universe they could open up, even bigger than what Guardians of the Galaxy ever could have did and stuff.
That's right.
So, that's exactly right. So, yeah, man, Inhumans itself, that's just a big property itself. I wonder if they're going to pick that up to get into this whole Skrull, because we saw that in Guardians. There was some little tidbits of bringing up Skrull and Kree and shit like that, whatever. So it's like, mm-hmm, man, that can't just tickle the hair on my back if you bring that up and not even try I know something's going to come out of it. Y'all, Marvel, at this point, I think they think too big to not have that somewhere down the line. In their universe going, you know, it's just that's just too epic for them. I mean, if they knocked out the Civil War, which I remember saying 2 years ago, I'd love to see that happen. It's never gonna happen or whatever and shit. They can do that. It's something about that Kree and Skrull invasion and shit. It tickles my fancies to say the least, Cody. You know,
most definitely, man.
Yeah,
I'm right there with you.
Some shit I never thought I'd see live action. That's what I love about this Marvel shit, man. I'm seeing shit that I never thought it would have been translated to screen to
come. Yeah. Like I said, man, it is amazing. I always look back to 2008 when Iron Man came out, and just to see how far we've come and how far we can get. It's like, wow.
Yeah, the world we opened up and shit, yeah.
Yeah. This fuck is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely, or whatever and shit. It would be nice if DC can get on that track and do it now, too, because I'd like to explore their fucking worlds as well. Mm-hmm. Fucking want to explore Green Lantern, but don't look like I'm gonna get that.
We gotta explore something.
Cody's like, man, you've been bitching about Green Lantern since Man of Steel came out. Like, why didn't you? I'm just like, man, there's a possibility opening that world up, whatever. And now we get this Tyree. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man, come on. Fuck me, dude. Come on. Each studio, I gotta say, though, has a world that I'm looking forward to exploring. It's just, I don't think some of the other studios are taking it the right way right now. Because with Fox, man, with the Fantastic Four, man, I want to get back into Galactus and all that, man. I definitely want to fucking do that, but I don't know about that now. After seeing the Terry Crews wanting to be this shit, whatever, I'm just like, I don't want to see that. DC?
Yeah, I am frightened what they might do with Galactus, this whole realistic shit that they got going.
He gonna be a human being.
I'm like, oh my god.
It seems like X-Men is on the next universe that's gonna give me what I want, which is Apocalypse, so I'd love for to say DC with Green Lantern, since they already announced a movie, but I'm not feeling that casting choice right now. They kind of pissed me off with that. That would make my week so much better if they just said, oh, we're not hiring. I'd be like, oh, thank God. You put hope back in my fucking face.
Tell me about it.
Jesus.
Some slither of hope. That'd be nice.
So with DC, I would love to see the Green Lantern universe, whatever. I'd love to see all those different planets and shit. Explore the Lantern Corps a little bit more. With Sony, I just want that shit fixed. That's all. I just want that fixed. I don't give a fuck about that universe. I just want it fixed. That's all. Yeah, Fox, I'm getting that. It's Apocalypse, obviously. And then with Fantastic Four, I want Galactus in him, but I don't want that so much no more. So,
fuck
it. Hey, man, Leia, she says, what did you guys think of the Ted 2 trailer?
Meh, that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yeah, man, it looked whatever. It looked dry and whatever. I mean,
yeah, it's not douchey, but I think meh is like the absolute best way to describe it.
It was one of those movies. It was like, why is there a sequel?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about comedies and wanting to do sequels so fucking bad.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Especially when that first comedy seems like it was just a one-note thing or whatever to do, and not really much further you can go in exploring this. And what I saw in that trailer for Ted 2, I didn't laugh, I didn't look, I just looked at it, and like you said, I just went, meh.
I know what it is, but I can't make any sequels, man. That moolah.
Yeah. Cheap to make, and making double the profit back.
There you go.
Because we got a hot tub time machine on the way this month.
That's right, and I'm very skeptical about that, so.
The first one I was not crazy about. I thought it was good, but no, there's no need for a sequel in that shit.
Yeah, that was similar to This Is the End for me.
Yeah.
That kind of surprised me. I wasn't looking too forward to This Is the End.
Yeah.
It came out, I'm like, oh yeah, it's pretty funny, I like this. Same with Hot Tub Time Machine, but this need a sequel, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
It seems like Hot Tub Time Machine falls in that category of Hangover and Horrible Bosses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. Who knows? Right, who knows, man? It might go the route of 20 Jump Street.
Hey, that's what I'm hoping for.
Comedy sequel. That might be the one. I see that happen with Hot Tub Time Machine as opposed to Ted, honestly.
What was that?
I can see that happening with Hot Tub Time Machine as opposed to Ted.
Yeah, I can see that too. Because obviously Seth MacFarlane's comedy is still the fucking same, whatever. I mean... We kind of caught that with Ted 1, the trailer was more interesting than the second one. I think it's just because that idea was thrown out there, and now that we've seen it or whatever, it's like, well, after watching that movie, there's no really, I mean, you had a 2.5-hour fucking film almost, whatever, and shit. I mean, shit, what else do you need to say with this fucking bear?
Seriously.
I treat Ted 2 like probably how I'm going to treat you should treat almost a Seth MacFarlane movie, almost like you should treat that Penguins of Madagascar movie that came out. It's like, you know there's a TV show out of this shit, right?
Right.
Which, obviously, Family Guy, whatever. It's like, you know, it's almost the same goddamn jokes almost, so, you know. So, I don't think Ted 2, whatever, but... And people love that Seth MacFarlane, though, Cody.
Oh, people love him, man. They adore him. They adore his ass.
Oh, yeah. And just look at Million Ways to Die West and how that succeeded.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah, that movie can go to hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so glad there's two of us to do a top 10 worst of list. Because that movie couldn't make it on my list. But my God, I'm so thankful you put that shit on there. Because, Jesus Christ.
I had to.
That movie is some bullshit.
Inexcusable bullshit in that movie. That film. Fuck
that movie. Ryan Reynolds' greatest achievement.
Yeah, his best cameo ever. I loved it.
Actually, you know what? He had a funny cameo in Ted.
Yeah. Yeah, he really did. That much I'll give him.
No lines. Sold it perfectly. I was like, here you go. Oh, man. What the fuck? Oh. The Driss, baby. So you know what that means, Cody. It is time for the top five box office, man.
Top five. CJ, listen.
Please listen. Listen to something for once in your life. The number five film dropping from number two, Cody, is The Boy Next Door, bringing in $6 million. That boy is growing up into a man, Cody. And once you get some of that Jennifer Lopez pussy, you damn sure you better fucking grow up, shit. Cause,
Yeah.
Cody, this movie cost $4 million and brought in $25 million. Jesus Christ. The boy is looking next door again. Yeah. I'm gonna love the poster for the sequel to this. It's gonna be the boy looking out the window instead of Jennifer Lopez. He gonna be like Mr. Rogers and shit. I see you, neighbor. Ah, the number four film. Oh, Kevin Costner coming back with his black or white film.
Yo, I saw the trailer just a few days ago, man.
Man, people have been shitting on this movie before it even came out. They were like, this look like some blindside bullshit, right? Man. And Cody, I'm here to tell you, those people were right.
That surprised me.
At first, I was like, wow, all this movie getting all this hate or whatever. And then saw it and was like, never mind now.
It had two of your favorite actors in it, though. I bet you not like it.
Nah, I hate these people. Anthony Mackie was a little shocking. I'm not going to lie. He threw me off.
Oh, God. He's like the next Samuel Jackson, man.
Yeah, you know, he kind of looked like Samuel
Jackson. In a way.
I don't know the budget on this film, but I bet it was cheap as fuck to make this. And the money it made was just $6.4 million. But yeah, man, that movie was some bullshit, man. I swear. Oh, but you know it was a bigger bullshit ass movie than we'll get in that later. But the number three film, new entry as well, bringing in $8.5 million. Project Almanac. Man, they talking about that found footage ain't dead, Cody. Like, what you talking about that found footage? People's like, well, what's the budget then or whatever and shit. So, fucking let me tell you. My $8.5 million opening up a damn near 3,000 theaters. $12 million was the budget on this, Cody. Overseas, it made $1.9 million, so worldwide, $10.4 million. So, I think it's safe to say that by the time that this day ends today, it'll have its money.
Yeah, it'll be quite all right. Quite all right.
Just like Driss's Private Garden.
That's right.
Hey, Cody, man. A film that was number three last week moved up to number two. And that is Paddington Bear. I don't know the budget on that one, but $50.5 million, $146 overseas, worldwide, almost $200 million, but $196.5 million, man.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, people are rushing to that bear, man. Loving that bear.
You know what? January must be money month.
Yeah.
Hey, because, dude, man, January, they're bringing a lot of fucking money for these movies or whatever and shit. For such a throwaway month, man, it does rain in some a lot of fucking... Because this Paddington Bear has been sticking in number two and number three in the box office for... What is it? It's third week and shit? But the number one film, Cody, bringing in $31 million, half of what it made last week. American Sniper. $58.8 million, Cody, over here, $248.9 million, overseas, $67.3 million, worldwide, $316 million. Man, it's making half of what it made every week now.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
That's insane.
I think I want to say it passed Gone Girl. No, it didn't. I don't think worldwide it passed Gone Girl, but I think, well, domestically, yeah, it passed Gone Girl, but.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, you know what? Gone Girl did better overseas than it did. By like $40 million, I think, overseas than it did domestically. But worldwide, I remember it made like $370 million or whatever, but man, this one might do it just domestically, dude. Shit.
Shit. You're not lying, dude. This is. My God.
And this is the sixth week.
Yeah, 6 weeks, man.
I'm thinking, man, people, hey, let's put the vote out there. Do you think this is going to make over $300 million domestically? I'm curious to hear this now because it's at 250. Just needs 50 more. I'm assuming next week is going to make like either 20 million, 16, somewhere like half of what it has now, 16 to 20 million. So, and then it'll just start dropping out of the box office slowly, whatever. But it'll probably make like 10 million here and then 5 million there and shit.
bullshit. So I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna take the guy. I think this is gonna make $300 million, man.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it's gonna make $300 million as well.
Yeah, the American patriotism, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
America.
America. That's right. Cody, are you American?
Full blown, man.
Are you proud of it?
Proud of it, man. Got my shotgun right here. Got my American flag on my door.
Your Budweiser?
I'm a Budweiser. The banquet beer.
Yeah, the banquet beer. I haven't heard someone say banquet beer for but so Jesus.
I get my shit and beers mixed up.
The banquet beer. You mean piss water beer is what you mean. that yellow shit that if you just pissed in a bottle, you can just hand it off to anyone.
Swill. Fucking swill.
Now, Cody, there was another movie that came out this week.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this because I had saw it, but I was just like, you know what, I'm going to save this.
Oh, you saw it?
I'm going to save this, though. And the name of this movie, well, first of all, it came in at number 10, brought in $2.8 million, well, almost even $3 million. And it has a certain character in here, actually it's a person we like by the name of Dredd.
That's right, Carl Urban.
Carl Urban himself. It has Cyclops, James Marsden.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that dude, he has the worst track record I've fucking ever seen. He, like, seriously.
Man, who is this Asian dude? Seriously.
I think
I want to meet his Asian.
I think his biggest thing ever was Cyclops, seriously.
No, it was.
And he didn't have shit to do as Cyclops. Yeah, I'm with you, because I think this dude has the worst agent, literally, in fucking Hollywood. He has to.
Yeah.
But the movie we're talking about, people, is The Loft.
That's right.
This is the most convoluted bullshit you'll ever fucking watch in your life. Now, the only reason why I went to go see it, because I didn't have a screener for this. I went to go check it out. I had some time the other day. It was playing right down the street for me. You know what I'm saying? I went to go check it out. I went to go check it out because I figured I might as well get starting on that worst of list early this year. It has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Golly.
I haven't seen a 0% in so goddamn long that it spiked my interest to go check it out. And I said, might as well have that worst of list geared up already. Might as well. My God, man. This movie was horrible. I got lost. I ain't gonna lie. I fucking got lost. I don't even know what the fuck this movie was about. It's supposed to be a thriller, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the acting in it doesn't help it. And you should have seen the look on my face every time Carl Urban was on screen. I was just like, dude, is this why you couldn't get a Dredd sequel? Like, what's going on here? January is the month. I tell you, man, that is the month where Hollywood likes to fuck with actors we like or whatever, or that may be up for an award. Because they just release shit that probably shouldn't have came out, and either people are either nominated or people we constantly say this guy should get work because of this movie he did or whatever. And seeing Carl Urban in this, I was just like, damn, dude. So I saw one of your best movies with Dredd, and I saw one of your worst fucking movies with this shit.
Yeah.
The movie was fucking horrible, dude. I don't wish this on nobody. It felt like some sci-fi fucking movie, too, at that.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, it felt like some TV fucking movie. For the sci-fi network.
Wow.
But Cody, you know what time it is now.
Oh, my time.
Is it your time to shine?
It's my time, my friend.
On the trailer talk, then. Like I said. No,
I'm son of a bitch.
Yes, Cody, it is your time. It is your time. I know you want to run out the Best Buy now. Don't even worry about it. I got you, Cody. Don't worry. I got this.
Okay. Don't you fucking play like that with me again. Don't do that.
Yeah, well, I'm just...
No, I feel about that,
man. I'm going to let you know, man. It's your time to shine with Blu-rays, Cody.
Oh, my God. My pride. My joy. My love.
And yeah, and you know what we got coming out this week? Let me break it down for you. And some of these were on my best of list. So this is going to be a good week for me, too. But you know who we...
Bring it on, man. Bring it on.
Did you ever hear about this Tarzan movie that was getting released?
Is that the CG one?
Yes. With the with the teenage.
Wasn't that supposed to go to theaters?
It was in theaters for like a month. It came out. It came out last year in the summer, if I'm not mistaken.
Hold on, is this the one starring our favorite actor, Kellan Lutz? Is that the one?
Yes, sir.
Oh my god.
I gotta see this fucking movie. I seriously do.
Man, that motherfucker.
Hey, Cody, it has 17% on Rotten Tomatoes, though, so it can't be that bad. Out of that 17%, somebody gave it a chance.
Look at this poster right now. The legend starts here.
The legend lives. But Cody, hey, that's one of them coming. Matter of fact, that comes out the day before our initial Blu-ray releases, though. So you get a bonus, dude. That's the bonus.
Ooh, that's the bonus.
Actually, you get another bonus to go with that, though. With a movie that just came out on back in early January, which I saw on VOD. You love that Ethan Hawke, don't you?
I do love me some Ethan Hawke, that's for sure.
Well, he had a movie come out early this year. This is why I don't get where people say January movies are horrible, but he had a movie come out early, first week of January, which I thought was really good. Predestination. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw the poster with him and the gun and the little circle with the person walking through it and shit.
I'm looking at it right now, actually.
That's a badass movie. I would recommend it.
Okay. Nice.
Coming out on Blu-ray already. You know, I guess Ethan Hawke's the only one that's saying, shit, I'm the only one nominated for an Oscar that ain't gonna get fucked over by Hollywood this year.
Yeah, I know, he's mad he didn't get that Doctor Strange role. He's like, just like him on that fucking poster.
I know, right? Dude looks just like him. he's laughing his ass off. He's just like, y'all ain't got no bad movies with me in it to release. I already did The Getaway. Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna fucking win my Oscar, bitch. Shit, ain't gonna downgrade me. Sorry, Channing. Sorry, Jake Gyllenhaal. Sorry. Academy ain't gonna fuck me over, bitch. Hey, the next one I got here, man. It's got your boy Joel Edgerton. I think I saw this one. I think I did. I cannot remember.
What that guy?
This one came out in October. I think I did see this one. I just don't remember shit. Oh, no, wait. This one had Jai Courtney in it. Never mind.
Yeah,
fuck this movie. I ain't gonna announce that shit, people. Fuck it. another film, Cody. This one played at Cannes Festival. Matter of fact, it had the best word of mouth at Cannes Festival. People was going crazy for it. With a 93% on Rotten Tomato, Force Majeure. I saw the trailer, looked interesting. I was willing to check that shit out. I still haven't seen it yet, but hey, the word of mouth on it is really fucking good. Everybody's talking about it makes you feel uncomfortable in a way you want to be uncomfortable. I'm just like, I don't even know what that means, but I like that.
Okay, so this is a Swedish film, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a relationship film. It's nice to actually see a film based around relationship, and it's not an other genre film with the relationship thrown in the film, so that'd be nice. they're talking about how the relationship, there's a lot of relationship drama in it, but they're saying there's some shit that it makes it hard to watch, it's like difficult to forget and shit like that, whatever. I'm just like, okay, well, you know what, hey, I don't have a problem with relationship things. I have a problem when it's a different movie and you throw a relationship in there. The next one, man, I never even fucking heard of this movie unless it has this actress in here who I'm looking for. No, it does not. Okay, maybe no, okay, Laggies. You ever heard of that?
I have not.
It's the one with Keira Knightley, Chloe Grace Moretz, Sam Rockwell.
You said Keira Knightley.
You know, when she's the leading star member on here, that just tells you a lot already about the fucking movie. You're just like, oh, Jesus Christ, that bitch.
Damn.
I'm sorry. She's one of the worst actresses ever.
Man, she does nothing for me, man. Like, at all.
You didn't like Your Sisters?
What the fuck is that?
That great movie she had in 2012. You don't remember that? You don't like that movie?
I put up with enough with her in the last decade of those Pirates films, so I think I'm good.
You didn't like Hump Day?
What the fuck?
He didn't like that at all.
No, I'm just fucking with you now.
The director of this movie made Hump Day, which, by the way, is a woman director. It's got a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe it's, I don't know. It says overeducated, unemployed 28-year-old Megan, played by Keira Knightley. Okay, that bitch don't live nowhere near 28. All right. It's questionable. It's questionable. I'm with Cody on that one. Once she did them pirates, I was done with her.
Yeah.
Hey, but the next movie, man. Oh, it's my movie, Cody. My boy Hawkeye. Kill the messenger. Kill the messenger.
Right.
Man, it's about fucking time. Man, this movie easily got forgotten.
Yeah, it really did.
It came out, I want to say, a month before Gone Girl. No, it came out like 2 weeks before Gone Girl, I think, because I remember it started off like that. No, it came out after Gone Girl, because Gone Girl was the one that started off like, I was like, oh, these are possible Oscar films now. These are possible. Yeah, and we see how Gone Girl and Kill the Messenger and Nightcrawler got the shaft in that. So, yeah, man, I thought this was Jeremy Renner's best performance ever, man. This dude got, man, he got the shaft, dude. It was like, man, you ain't doing that arrow shit in this movie, are you? And it was like, oh, man, fuck it then, bro. We can't watch this movie. That sucks, dude. Finally, dude did one of his, like, better performances. I thought, personally, this one picked up for me what he left off in Born Legacy. I was like, oh, thank God. I knew this guy could act. Jesus. That movie just never gave him the chance to do it.
Goddamn thing to do with that movie.
Except for Edward Norton on the goddamn phone all damn day.
Don't mind me.
But Kill the Messenger, the people definitely checked out. Jeremy Renner, Rosemary DeWitt. Yeah, like I said, when I was doing the review, had a little mix of Argo in there. Man, it was taking me back to some Argo effects right there and shit. I always love those kind of movies, too. Especially when they were talking about the drug trade and how that was working out in America at the time frame or whatever. It was a lot of shit in here I didn't know about or whatever that they were doing here. And I thought it was real cool to see, man. Jeremy Renner, that's easily, he was one of his best fucking performances. I loved it.
Nice.
Next film here, which was another film that I actually liked a lot too, which was just almost shy. Before I even saw the movie, I had it like already geared up to be on my top 10 list. I was like, this is probably going to be one of my favorite movies just because I love the direction on it and stuff like that. My man, Jon Stewart. Talking about that Rosewater.
That's right.
Where Jon Stewart fucked up and sent somebody out there as a joke. And said, let me clear the facts by making a movie of this now.
Dick move.
It really was. When you read the news on this and how it's just like, oh, this is for TV. This is a joke, man. It's coming. And then they bagged that dude up and take him and beat the shot. You're just like, yeah, man, I don't think the Middle East, they don't get American jokes, all right? I don't think that works, man. This goes to that interview shit. It's like, yeah, I don't think we should be fucking with, you know, world leaders and shit like that, whatever, because they're not as simple as American folks, all right? They have power, and they will use that power to their extent, so... Yeah, because a great point of that is I'm pretty sure Americans would be just as pissed off as if niggas was talking about Barack Obama. But you talk about George Bush, everybody agree with you on that one, so.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the next one, which I thought was a fine movie. Wasn't great, nothing new, but easily it was. I thought it was entertaining for what it was. And that's Disney's Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad, Long-Ass Fucking Title Day.
That is a very long fucking title.
That's longer than any Tyler Perry movie I've ever reviewed, so.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, because you know that nigga always got to put his name in it and shit. Oh, Tyler Perry Presents. It's like, okay.
Tyler Perry Presents.
Oh, Cody, and the next one. Oh, I can't even talk, Cody, because I'm about to cry.
Oh, don't cry.
Oh, easily one of the best movies of 2014. Nightcrawler.
Yes.
Don't cry, Cody. Don't be a man.
Okay, I'm trying.
Don't you cry. And people, by the way, this is already on VOD. So if you haven't seen it and you can't wait for this to come out, whatever, go ahead and order it on VOD.
do that.
People, you have no fucking excuse. In fact, you don't even have an option. You watch this fucking movie right now. You put this podcast on pause.
Yes.
You watch this shit.
Oh, man, that movie was so fucking good, dude. I'm, like, killing.
Fantastic.
I am fucking killing to see this movie again. Like, you don't know how bad I fucking want to see it. It's going to be a great week to buy some Blu-rays, though. I'm telling you this right now. I might be joining you with that spending $100 this week, whatever.
Join me, my friend. It's a wonderful experience.
Oh, yeah, because I see four on this list that I'm probably picking up or whatever and shit. So, yeah, man, Nightcrawler, easily, man. That, man, what a snub, dude, at the, like, shit, dude. That is Jake Gyllenhaal's best fucking performance. Probably the best male performance of 2014, man. If you're not gonna give the movie credit, if you're not gonna give the director credit, whatever, give the actor his fucking credit by nothing, something, dude. Shit. It almost would have been offensive if they would have just said, oh, I get cinematography award or some shit. I'm like, okay, now I'm offended now. Shit. The fuck y'all paid attention to when watching this movie, man? It was definitely, without a doubt, the best horror movie I saw last year.
Easily.
And this shit scared the fuck out of me, dude. Damn, dude, man, it sucked.
On a tangent, man. Look at these photos on IMDb. What the fuck is 50 Cent doing at the premiere of Nightcrawler?
What the fuck? Okay, he thought it was the wrong movie. That's what.
Like, what the fuck is this, man?
Okay, that's not helping the movie now. Damn. Damn. Okay. Jesus Christ, Cody. I'm gonna edit that out. That's not helping the movie. People, he wasn't in the movie.
Let me stop looking at this.
People, he was not in the movie, okay? He was not in the fucking movie.
I'm just looking at side track, people. Don't worry.
Why the fuck was he at the premiere? But Cody, we got some upcoming movies, man. And I know.
Lovely.
And I know you're excited about The Seventh Son.
Oh boy, am I?
Yeah. You know that movie's been on the shelf for how long now?
Quite a while.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then we got a movie out, which I don't even know why it's being fucking made into a movie. The SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Oh, I forgot, man.
That movie looks like shit. I fucking hate SpongeBob. I hate that annoying little fucking yellow sponge. And once again, why is it a movie being made of this? Why?
I do not know. If that first movie wasn't enough.
Oh, that's right. It was another movie. I forgot. But this time, Cody, they have to come to mainland. That's why.
Oh, and Antonio Banderas is in it.
Are you serious?
Yes, he is.
Is he playing the main bad guy?
I don't know if he's the bad guy or what, but I know he's in there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. People, I'm just going to go ahead and say on the record, I'm not looking forward to watching this movie. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I fucking despise SpongeBob. I hate everything about that little fucker. Matter of fact, he's what I despise about of cartoons today, to be honest. So, fuck him.
I mean, you want to part of that family fun?
No, I fucking hate it. Man. I fucking hated SpongeBob. I thought that was the stupidest fucking cartoon I ever fucking seen. I hate everything about that fucking Sponge.
No fun, man. No fun.
That should give me a pass of not seeing it then, because I'm biased. Fuck it. It's a fuck it. There you go, people. That sounds fair to me, people, but... Cody, the big film. Everybody's been talking about this. Everybody's going to go see it. It's the most exciting film of the year so far. Jupiter's Ascending.
That's right. The next Wachowski brother and sister extravaganza.
Oh, yeah. Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum. Mila Kunis back after Oz the Great and Powerful.
We've been told that the two great leaves right there. Human race is Earth, but it's not.
When they find out the truth.
Do you know what this would do to people when they find out? Why is she talking like that?
I do.
Millie, I'm sorry. You're beautiful but and love you and everything, but you can't act for shit. And this world looks like gay Thor land. That vagina is more royalty. From the creators of the Matrix trilogy. They shouldn't say trilogy, they should just say that first film.
Seriously.
Yeah,
that's what you call reincarnation.
Yeah. If she wants it to. Channing Tatum, man. I swear, this dude went back to his old age of acting, not emoting and shit. Yes. Oh, and poor Eddie Redmayne for being in this shit, man.
He didn't deserve this, man.
No. You know that's who they fucking over in this film, though. It's Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's another one. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Because he's the big name that everybody's saying is going to win Best Male Actor.
You should have told me the truth about why you wanted him.
That's right.
Damn. I'm telling you, Hollywood has an agenda, man. It has an agenda now.
It really is. Your Majesty, I have more in common with a dog than I have the business.
I love dogs. I've always loved dogs.
Here we go.
Oh, don't even get me started on that bullshit, that scene at the end where they started kissing. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh. This trailer looked like shit. That trailer looked like shit. I'm sorry. Man, we was just talking about this before we recorded, people. Hollywood is just trying to fuck best supporting actors or male actors or whatever. So we got Foxcatcher. People were saying one of Channing Tatum's best work, whatever. Should have been nominated for best supporting actor or something. And then you got Eddie Redmayne, who's, it looked like clearly he's going to win best male actor. I mean, he's pretty much like the most lovable out of everyone right now. And then they released this movie. They set it back a year right around the Oscar date time. I'm just like, damn, talk about ain't fucking with somebody more than this.
Seriously.
The word of mouth on this movie is not going good. Mind you, they plan it at film festivals. Why? I don't know why they would. It's like, it's not even the right crowd to even show this to.
Yeah.
Man, I've already saw the movie, so I can't really say much about the trailer, because everything that's in this trailer you see pretty much happens in the movie. So,
awesome.
So, and CJ put this on his most anticipated film of 2015 list, huh? All right, well.
Yes, he did. He was giving me shit for putting Tomorrowland on there.
Seriously? Tomorrowland? Tomorrowland looks awesome.
Yeah. He gave me shit for that.
It's a little teaser of Tomorrowland. It's got George Clooney talking in the background. It's got this world, and this kid just flies by or whatever, and that's it. It just ends like that. I was like, that looks more fucking intriguing than this shit. I think it's just safe to say now, Cody, that CJ don't know what the fuck he's talking about when it comes to movies.
Yeah, well, he's CJ, so he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about with a lot of things.
So. Yeah, I was about to say, because let's not forget, he's the only one I ever met that said Sucker Punch was good, so.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like an all-out statement that everyone can agree on, that it's not a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
So... I never thought I'd meet a person that actually defended that movie like him, but hey, to each his own, I guess. But Cody, I know you excited to see this film, man.
I couldn't give two shits about this movie.
And I know Warner Brothers got you in their marketing deploy. They was like, hey, Cody, we got a trailer for Batman vs. Superman. I know you want to see that trailer. Come on, baby.
They might have you, man. They might have
you. I think they got you, Cody, because there's no other way you can watch that trailer unless you go see the movie.
Yeah, you might be right.
So... You ain't got no choice about that. Warner Brothers thought this all the way through. They got this planned out, man.
Shit, well, guess I know I'll be doing Midnight Thursday.
Damn straight. You're watching that Batman vs. Superman trailer under Jupiter Ascending, man. You get to see... man, 22 Jump Street. Channing Tatum. Come on now.
This ain't no fucking Jump Street movie.
But you love that movie. He can be playing the same character for all you know. You don't know that?
Really? His character... 180 then.
Oh yeah, you got elf ears and shit like that. Nelly Cunha's from one of your favorite movies of 2012, Oz the Great and Powerful. She's back. Come on.
Oh, yeah, because she's such a great lead.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She was awesome.
Fuck you if you want.
No, I'm just saying. And you loved that movie when she was in with Justin Timberlake. I remember that. I remember that. Friends with Benefits. You love that movie. You was telling me, yeah, I remember you telling me about it. You was like, you thought it was great how Justin Timberlake broke out of his, you know, his normal trait of acting and stuff like that. Which I told you is the same shit in every goddamn movie. And then you were telling me how you loved Mila Kunis because she finally stepped it up to the ball plate. Like, she was a well-renowned actress now. You
my God.
So I know you're excited about Jupiter Ascending. Come on, Cody.
You go fuck off.
You, matter of fact, I think you're going to fly to Ohio to go watch it with CJ so you can be like, you know what? You were right, CJ. It's a good shit right here.
No, the only reason I would fly to Ohio was to knock some goddamn sense into CJ.
I don't think you can knock sense into CJ because remember, he got kicked and apparently it didn't help. So.
Well, granted, that was from a weak motherfucker.
That is true. I forgot. He is Australian. Let's not forget.
Damn.
Hey, something got cheer me up this week. Shit, I ain't about to have another bad week, goddamn shit. Right now, I can see Wayne's eyes bulging out of his head. Like, oh! Hey, you got such greats like Mad Max and Fury Road and, you know, and then you got Sam Worthington and Jordan, Max JJ.
And you got the one of the Hemsworth brothers, so he ain't all so bad.
You got Liam Hemsworth, that's right. Is that dude even Australian? Like, seriously. Like, I ain't even saying that as a joke. Like, it's like, I can hear Chris's accent very well. Where the fuck is Liam's accent?
Beats me, huh?
That nigga looks American like a motherfucker. I think they adopted his ass. Let's just out of pity. Out of pity.
Throw that boy a bone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm throwing him a bone. Throwing him the pity bone. Shit. Because I know Amethyst Chaos throwing him the pussy bone. But anyway, people. Well, people, that has been a very long and exaggerated fucking episode. My God, man. Jesus fucking Christ. It wasn't one thing, it was another.
It is.
Oh, yeah, people. But you know what? I had a lovely time. Well, for the time we was recording, yeah, when we was off mic though, whatever, I was getting pissed off. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, well, man, yeah, it was a rough fucking time, dude, trying to get this shit together.
Hell fucking yeah. I wanna say this show was only about an hour and 40 minutes, and it took us almost goddamn 4 hours to record this shit.
Damn, it really was almost 4 hours.
Jesus Christ. Fuck me, dude. And we got a little 20 minute bonus too as well. Apparently, that I didn't even fucking know about. So but people, that has been Movie Spoils episode 148. I am your spoiling host, the phenomenal one.
I am Cody.
And we will catch you people next week when we return for another edition of Movie Spoilers. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
Finally, we can get the fuck out of here now. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.